I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. At least three churches have been shut down in Algeria during the last 2 weeks. And right now, there's very little information as to why the government ordered these sudden closures. But Christian Aid Mission's David Boghossian says
there's one thing that is happening that some believers are thinking about that may be a cause for the persecution. And that is that the second biggest mosque in the Muslim world is about to be launched in Algeria. And, you know, this has a lot of outside funding and it brings a lot of prestige to the country. So there's definitely an attempt by Algeria to gain prominence in the Islamic world. And it's thought that there's a connection between the opening of that mosque and this persecution.
And yet, despite the lack of a building, believers are still meeting together. Would you join us in praying boldness for Algeria's believers? And when it comes to Bible translation, a lot is at stake. Language changes. Pierre Hosny of Horizons International says accuracy is paramount.
Many times we've gotten into a model where we have translations coming out that are altering key terms in the Bible, like Son of God and God as the Father, and actually removing those terms for certain languages.
But keeping scripture accurate doesn't mean being insensitive to cultural understandings. And that's why it is so important to bring believers together from all backgrounds for projects like Bible translation.
And we believe that the global body of Christ is going to benefit when there is more of a voice for the Middle Eastern Christians and Christians from other places in the world in the matters of mission strategy and Bible translation.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.